God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Amen. You sound good. All right. How are you doing?
Very good.
How was dinner?
Very good.
Did you like it?
Yes, sir.
You sure? Now that I mentioned dinner, let me say from my heart, I'm so grateful for the hard work of the kitchen staff.
Amen.
I really am. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
It is not easy to cook for so many hungry people three times a day. And so God bless you wherever you are for the hard work, trying to have the food ready on time, making a variety. It's difficult even for a wife to make different foods for her husband in a week, far less 80 people. How many are we? Hundreds, hundred and something. So God bless you. Thank you very much. Eating is a part of religion. You know, Eloise said there's a lot of religion in a well-made loaf of bread. So we thank you for all the religion you forced down our throats. And we and may God bless you and grant you an abundant entrance into his kingdom. All right. You know, I'll miss you so much when I'm gone. But I want you to pray for me wherever I am. I want you to say, Lord, wherever that man is, put your words in his mouth. And I'll always pray for you. This is not the last presentation, but who knows, I may not see you tomorrow. So I want you to know, I'll pray for you. This group I met for the first time I heard of YD is when I was invited. And I'll ask God to keep you faithful so that none of you is lost. When Christ comes back and he reads the roll and he says, YD, 2012, and he reads the roll, every single name will be on that roll. Can you say amen?
Amen.
How many of you will be determined to be there when Christ comes? Can I see your right hand? God bless you. God bless you. Let's pray before I begin. Father in heaven, put your words in my mouth. Put understanding in the hearts of your people, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Recite with me the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. How many of you don't know it? Raise your hand. You don't know it. You clearly don't know it from the weak response I heard. How many of you don't know it? Raise your right hand. Okay. All right. We are Seventh-day Adventists. That's a very serious thing to be called a Seventh-day Adventist. Now, I'm speaking to youth. You need to understand how important it is to be a Seventh-day Adventist. Ellen White writes in Last Day Events, page 45, paragraph 2. Seventh-day Adventists have been chosen by God as a peculiar people separate from the world. Did you hear what I just said? Or what Ellen White said, and I just spoke her words. By the great cleaver of truth, he has cut them out from the quarry of the world and brought them into connection with himself. He has made them his representatives and called them to be ambassadors for him in the last work of salvation. The greatest wealth of truth ever entrusted to mortals, the most fearful and solemn warnings ever sent by God to man have been committed to them to be given to the world. So you need to understand what it is to be a Seventh-day Adventist. It is more than going to church on Saturday, which is the way most people see Seventh-day Adventism. Now, the Bible says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What day is that? What day of the week?
Saturday.
The seventh day. All of us, presumably, are Sabbath keepers, most of us. There's probably one or two who are not. But all of us are Sabbath keepers today. Are we Sabbath keepers on Tuesday?
No.
Why not?
That's not the Sabbath day.
Oh, wait a minute now. Listen to me carefully. Don't be misled because I shook my head. I did it deliberately to throw you off. Listen to me carefully. Are we Sabbath keepers on Tuesday?
No.
All those who say no, raise your vegetarian hands. You say no. One, two, three, four. Remember, God always has the minority on his side.
What was the question?
Are we Sabbath keepers on Tuesday?
Yes, sir.
And some said no. Who said no? One, two, three, four, five, six, six and a half. Okay. Why aren't we Sabbath keepers on Tuesday? You said we're not. Why are we not?
Because
What's your name?
Lucas Minder.
Lucas?
Minder.
Lucas is a good name. Lucas, why are you not a Seventh-day Adventist on Tuesday?
Because it's not the Lord's holy day.
Oh, it's not?
You asked me.
But, oh, you. What's your name? Lucas as well?
Yes.
Are you Lucas? And he's Lucas. Okay, Luke and John. Now, why are you not? Why are you not a Seventh-day Adventist on Tuesday? No, I didn't ask you if Tuesday is the Sabbath. I didn't ask you that. What did I ask? Are you a Sabbath keeper on Tuesday?
Yes.
On Tuesday, do you believe in the Sabbath?
Yes.
On Thursday, do you believe in the Sabbath? Yes. So are you a Sabbath keeper on Wednesday? Yes. Now, Wednesday is not a Sabbath, but you are a Sabbath keeper on Wednesday. Now, what does that mean? You see, the Sabbath must guide your life all during the week, not just on the seventh day, which is a mistake we make. And I hope to show you this very clearly. Follow me, don't sleep, don't chat. What is the principle of the Sabbath? Listen to Ellen White, The Faith I Live By, page 80, paragraph 2. The law of God existed before the creation of man, or else Adam could not have sinned. After the transgression of Adam, the principles of the law were not changed. What did she say? The principles of the law were not changed, but were definitely expressed and arranged to meet man in his fallen condition. It's very significant, she says, the principles of the law. Let me explain what principles mean. Because we must obey God on the basis of principle. What did I just say? We must obey God on the basis of? Let me explain. Now, I travel a lot, so does Dr. Pruitt and some of you. When we are 38,000 feet above sea level, what do you think is the speed of the plane? 70 miles per hour? What do you think it is? 600 miles per hour at 38,000 feet, and I'm so glad that's the speed at which it travels. If it traveled at 70, we would not stay up very long. All right. When I am on the highway going home, going to the supermarket, I'm allowed to do 70 in Michigan, 75, the policemen leave you alone. When I get into the parking lot of my supermarket, Kroger's or whatever it is, I do 10. When I'm going through school district during school hours, 25. Are you with me? What has changed? No. Something has changed. What has changed? The speeds have changed. The laws have changed. So there's a law that says 10 miles per hour in a parking lot, 25 in a school zone during school hours, 75 on the highway, 600 in the skyway. The speeds, the laws that govern speeds change, but what does not change? Let me give you a clue. Why is it 10 miles in a parking lot? Why is it 25 during school hours? Why is it 70 on the highway? Why is it 600 in the sky? Why? The law. Okay, the law says 600. The law says 10. The law. Huh?
Safety.
Oh, man, I like you. Goodness. Ooh, I like that man. That boy. That little man in the making. Safety. That's what he said. Say the word with me. Safety. Now, safety is the principle. 10 miles per hour is the law. You missed it. Yes, you missed it. Yes, you missed it. Put them up. No, you missed it. You missed it. You missed it. What did I just say? What did I just say? Let me get one of my sisters. What did I just say? Nicole.
Safety is the law.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say safety is the law. What did I say? What did I say?
Safety is the principle, and the speed is the law.
Yes, safety is the principle. In other words, whether you go 10 miles in a parking lot, 25 in a school zone, 75 on the highway, 600 in the sky, what does not change? Safety. Now, if the principle of safety is in your heart, listen to me carefully, no one has to tell you, drive 10 miles in a parking lot. Why? No, not so much a habit. If the principle is in your heart, why would you drive 10 miles per hour in a parking lot without being told? Because you don't want to hurt anyone. Especially if it's a Rolls Royce. No, you don't want to damage your car. But you don't want to hurt anyone. What is that based on? Love for others. Listen to me carefully. 10 miles per hour is a law. Safety is a principle. Now, thou shalt not steal is a what? is the law. Love thy neighbor is a what? It's a principle. Are you with me? Thou shalt not commit adultery is a? The love is? That's a principle. I love my neighbor. I prefer to die than steal his wife or steal her husband. Are you following me? You need to understand the difference between a law and a principle. Laws are given to make principles understandable to our fallen minds. Understand, our minds are carnal. Even when we're converted, we still have a carnal nature that interferes with the comprehension of spiritual things. And so God had to express the law in a way that the sinful mind can understand. Now, let's focus on principle. What is the principle of the Sabbath? Let me tell you why I ask you that. How much time do I have? Where is Natalie? I have to until 8:30? What time is it now? Oh, I have a lot of time. I won't take all of it. Promise. I won't take all of it. It's 7:27. Thank you, Professor. Let me explain what I mean. Principle of the Sabbath. Before the creation of this world, as far as the Bible tells us, there were no days. Are you with me? Why do I say that? Oh, Joshua, blessings upon you. Because the Bible says in Genesis 1:5, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Days were a part of the creation week. So there were no days, as far as we know, before the creation of this world. And God introduced the weekly system. Now, which means there was no Sabbath day. What did I say? There was no Sabbath day. But there was a Sabbath what? I heard it, but I want to hear it from my sisters. They're not saying anything. There was no Sabbath day, but there was a Sabbath what? Principle. All those who are following me, raise your right hand. All right, let me explain. The Sabbath principle existed before the Sabbath day. Genesis 1:1, say it with me. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, what I'm about to ask you to do is heavy. So you need to use your head, use your mind, try. You're not too young to be intelligent. Mozart was composing at the age of what, 6? 5, okay. There's a very famous physicist called Michio Kaku. Ever heard of him? He looks like Einstein. You've heard of him? He built an electron, what do you call it, something collider. Yes, in his garage at the age of, I don't know, when he was in high school. So being young doesn't mean you can't be smart. Listen to me. Reason with me. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. The Sabbath principle. Listen to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In that verse, which is my favorite Bible verse, we have two ways to exist. What are the two? Say the verse in your head. There are two ways to exist, live or exist in Genesis 1. What are the two ways? No, two ways, not two places, two ways. No, it's okay, sis. It's okay, you've got to try. Two ways or two levels of existence. What's your name?
Jeffrey,
you're a good man. To be the creator or created. Are you with me? This is very crucial. I was praying all afternoon. What should I say? What should I say? Several different messages went through my head, and the Spirit settled me on this one. You are either the creator or you're part of creation. There is no other way to exist. Now, we have creator and we have creation. Creation includes Gabriel. All the angels, all the principalities and powers are included under creation. Who is not included under creation? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. They're not created. They're God. Now, let me put it this way. Let's pick a low form of life. Give me an example.
Caterpillar.
Oh, a mosquito. Let's go lower than that. A dust mite. Let's go lower than that.
Bacteria.
Okay, a bacteria. Let's pick one. Bacterium. All right. Or an amoeba. So we have an amoeba at the bottom of the scale of created. What's the highest created being in the universe? On the good side. On the good side. Gabriel, okay. So we have, follow me closely, we have Gabriel way up here. And we have, who's at the bottom? The amoeba. What is the similarity between Gabriel and the amoeba? They're both created. Did you say that, Nathan? Well, you can take the credit. It's okay. They are both created. Are you following me? If you're following me, say amen. Now, never forget this. Gabriel is created as an amoeba. Now, if the amoeba got upset and said, listen, I'm sick to death of being an amoeba. I want to be a dust mite or mosquito or let's say a bug. And the amoeba graduates to the level of a bug. What doesn't change? Still created. Still created. If the bug says, yes, Nathan. Well, okay. I won't tell them what you said. We'll keep it private. If the bug decides I want to be an eagle, what doesn't change? The eagle decides to be a lion, what doesn't change? The lion decides to be a horse, what doesn't change? The horse becomes Gabriel, what doesn't change? It makes no difference how you go up and down the ladder of creation. There's one thing you cannot shake, and what is that? You are created. Now, if you're created, then you've got to depend on something else for your existence, for preserving your life. And who is that you depend on? The Creator, to be precise. The Creator maintains creation. So what is the relationship between creation and Creator? I want one word. Begins with a D. Who said it? What did you say? Dependence. Now let me ask you, that's the principle of the Sabbath. I am aware, I depend on God to see, I depend on God to hear, I depend on God to think, I depend on God to live, I depend on God for everything that's good. You see this leaf? You know why it's green? God keeps it green. But it's still green, but it's soon. I apologize. You know, it's still green. You see that grass you're not supposed to walk on? God, you know, Ellen White says, I told you a couple days ago, from the mote in the sunbeam to the worlds on high under law, all of creation is preserved by God. You know, in my parking lot at home, I saw a little flower coming up between the slabs of concrete that make up my driveway. And I was about to pluck it up, and I stopped, and I wanted to get the lesson. In a sea of concrete, hard concrete, this little flower fought its way and came up. By whose power? God's power. Now, it sounds simple, and your friends may laugh. But God preserves and maintains every form of life. Now, we as creation, we depend upon God. Now, let me ask you this. That's how we are Sabbath keepers on Tuesday. On Tuesday, are you dependent on God? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
That's what principle? Don't let me down. What principle is that? The Sabbath principle of dependence must operate in our lives. How many days of the week? 7 days a week. That's why being a Seventh-day Adventist is such a tremendous blessing when you understand what it means, among other reasons. When you're going through the supermarket, the Sabbath is a holy day, am I right? Are we holy people? Are we not? We're not holy people? If you're not holy, what are you? You're not holy? How many of you have given your life to Christ? Can I see your right hand? You're holy. But if you didn't know, I may have some questions about your holiness. We are holy people. Are you with me? Now, you're going to the supermarket on Tuesday. Are you a holy person? Yes. When the sun sets tonight, is the Sabbath gone? When the sun sets, is it still Sabbath? No. What day of the week will it be? Sunday, because the days, according to the Bible, begin at sunset. When the sun sets, the holy day is gone until next week. So we are in what kind of time when the sun sets? Secular time. Well, I hate to say unholy, makes it sound cursed. Just secular time. Are you with me? But the sun does not set on our holiness. You're not listening. No, you're not listening. Are you really? What did I just say? The sun does not set on our personal holiness. You know, why do I say that? A lot of Adventists just wait. Is the sun down? Is the sun down? The playoffs are on. Is the sun down? Is the sun down? The moment the sun goes down, there's a celebration. Now I can turn on the TV and watch that and watch that and say that and play cards and spend 10 hours on video games and go worship on Facebook. You know, no. When that sun sets, the holy day is gone, we are still required to live holy lives. Are you with me? Let me get back to the supermarket. You're pushing your trolley down the aisle and you pass by the section with all the meat. Shrimp, lobsters, snakes, everything. Now, should you shop as a holy person, yes or no? If you shop as a holy person, are there some foods you will not even look at? Yes. Are there some drinks you won't even consider? Yes. Because you're holy, you are a Sabbath keeper on Thursday. And let me tell you, that principle with us all the time will affect our behavior. We are always conscious. A Sabbath keeper is a holy person, and that holiness must extend throughout all the week. So when the day is gone, because I'm holy, I am sorry to see a holy day go, because a holy person must miss a holy day. So you didn't like that. What did I say? If you're happy to see the Sabbath go, I need to talk to you. A holy person is never happy when something holy disappears, even though it's coming back 6 days later. Let me tell you something else about the Sabbath keeping. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. And we'll read verse 31. Try to end by what? Oh, all right. Someone told me try to end early. Okay, Professor. I'll try my best. Remind me, Nathan. I have to end by 10 to 8. What time is it? 7:39. Oh, I'll end by 10 to 8. Don't worry. Don't panic. What was I saying? What did I ask you just now? Genesis 1:31. What does it say? And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Now, go to chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Now, so God worked how many days? 6 days. And at the end of the sixth day, he was done. Then he rested. Listen to this question. It's very... It's not tricky, but it's delicate. Well, listen. From what kind of work did God rest? All right, somebody is secular. Listen to what I said again. Listen to Genesis 2:1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished. Now here's the question. Think. From what kind of work did God rest? I only have till 10 to 8, and I'm not quitting until you get this right. Listen again. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished. Say it loudly. We're finished. Now, from what kind of work did God rest? A finished work. God bless whoever said it. A finished work. In other words, God looked back after Friday. He looked back. He said, okay, I worked on Sunday. Okay, I don't need to go back and fix anything. I worked on Monday. I worked on Tuesday. God looked. I worked on Wednesday. Thursday, Friday. I'm done. Listen to me carefully. In order to keep the Sabbath properly, you have to work well Sunday through Friday. Now, you miss what I just said. Yes, no, this time I win. This time I win. You miss what I said. Now, you heard the words. You did not get the meaning. That's what you missed. Let me say it again. In order to keep the Sabbath properly, I must work well Sunday to Friday. Why do I say that? Because like God, you and I must be able to look back on Friday afternoon and say, and Nathan saw what? And Nathan saw what? Read Genesis 1:31. What does it say? And God what? Come on, read Genesis 1:31. And God saw everything he had. Okay, now, Nathan, at the end of a week of work, must be able to say, and Nathan did what? Saw what? Everything that he had done from when? Sunday to Friday. And Nathan should conclude it was what? As far as he was able. Now, when you work like that, you can rest on Sabbath. A lot of us, we spend the Sabbath worrying about what we didn't do. What's waiting on Sunday morning? And we're not resting. When that sun sets on Friday, that secular week should be just curtained off. Because you know, I have done my very best, just like my Creator. In order to keep the Sabbath properly, you must work well during the week so that your conscience is clear. You have not cheated your boss. You have not cheated your professor. You have not cheated your parents. You have done your best. And so you keep the Sabbath with a very clear conscience. You can rest, because the best form of rest is mental rest, spiritual rest, rest of the heart, not so much rest of the muscles. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters, as Seventh-day Adventists, you must carry that consciousness of the Sabbath right during the week. God saw everything that he had done. Now, if you observe every day of the week, God observed everything he did. And God saw, and God saw, and God saw. When you finish your homework on Tuesday night, do you step back and look at it and say, and Joshua saw that the homework was done to the best of his ability? Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir, sir.
We must try to work like God. Every day of the week, God saw it was good. That is our pattern. Listen to what Ellen White says about Jesus Christ in Desire of Ages, page 72, paragraph 4. He was not willing to be defective even in the handling of tools. He was as perfect a workman as he was in character. Now, you missed that. Tell me what I just said. No, tell me what it means. Don't parrot the words. Tell me what it means. He did as good a job with a saw. Or, you know what a plane is? Do people still use planes? As he did with his character. Give me one word to describe Christ's character. Perfect. That's how Jesus built a bench. That's how he built a table. That's how he built a desk. That's how he filled every order that came to Joseph's carpenter shop. Jesus Christ brought his spiritual perfection into his secular work. What am I saying? We must copy our Creator. And the way God worked is the way you and I must try to work. At the end of every day before we go to sleep, we should look at what we've done and say, Father, by your grace, I have done the best I could. Now, I may not have done as much as he did, or as much as he did. I did the best I could. This is not competition. This is fulfillment of potential. Are you a Sabbath keeper on Monday?
Yes,
are you a Sabbath keeper on Wednesday?
Yes,
are you a Sabbath keeper in the classroom?
Yes,
yes. Are you a Seventh-day Adventist?
Yes,
that must go with you in everything you do. Now, if you're a holy person, do you dress a certain way?
Yes.
Should you be covered?
Yes.
Should people's minds go off in sinful directions because of the way you're dressed? No. Now, you can't control every person's thought, but you must be able to say, I have made no contribution. Sometimes I go to churches to preach and I just can't look down. You understand what I just said?
Yes,
I have to avert my eyes and avert my eyes, keep my eye on the message, because I'm not a corpse. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
No, you're not. Well, if you're not, that's fine. We need to dress in a way that reflects holiness. When God told Moses to make outfits for Aaron, they were to be made for glory and for beauty. Not for beauty and for glory and for beauty. The world makes outfits for beauty first. God said, make them for glory, glorious character. When you stand before your closet, you don't say, now, which outfit makes me look cute? Because none of them might. You must say, which outfit reflects the character of Christ? Let me explain what I mean in a very simple way. I have an iPod, I have an iPad, I have all sorts of things. There's a practice in churches now to bring iPads to church instead of your Bible. It may not be in your church, I've seen it. Because the Bible is on the iPad. But let me ask you something. If you walk down the street with an iPad, does someone think you're going to church?
No.
No. But if you walk with a Bible, are they likely to assume that? Yes. Mm-hmm. So as you think of your witness for Christ, there's no sin in an iPad. But it could be some of us carry an iPad so that we don't have to carry a Bible in public. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
But if the principle of being holy 7 days a week is with you, and you want to make sure you represent God well, that every time someone sees you, something about Christ is seen, you carry a Bible, not an iPad. The Bible just has the Bible. The iPad has applications. It has solitaire. It has all these games. All the temptations exist to slip from Genesis and go to solitaire. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
As a holy person, you avoid distractions. And so what I want to leave with you as my time ebbs away, as a Seventh-day Adventist, you must carry the Sabbath principle with you everywhere you go all during the week. You and I are always dependent upon God. As you study your biology, you understand God gave you the brain and God invented biology. And so you depend on Him to bless your hard work. What did I say? You depend on Him to bless your hard work. By the way, listen to this quotation from Ella White, Christ Object Lesson Speech 125, paragraph 3. If the follower of Christ will obey His word and practice it, there is no science in the natural world he will not be able to grasp and appreciate. Meaning that your understanding of science goes up as your obedience to God goes up. Can you say amen to that? Before I close, let me make one correction. Last night, I gave a quotation, which was, I said was from Education 76, page paragraph 3. It was actually from Our High Calling, page 12, paragraph 3, which says, God poured out all of heaven to man in one great gift. I think I may have said Education 76, paragraph 3. Whoever recorded can go check it. But the citation is Our High Calling, page 12, paragraph 3. Let us make a commitment this afternoon. In all that we do, we'll be holy people. Is that fair enough? When the sun sets tonight, what plans do you have? Go to bed. All right. To be holy the next day. How about being holy tonight, Nathan? All right. Okay. All I want to tell you, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in how we play, in how we eat, in how we dress, in how we spend our money, we are holy people led, directed, preserved by the Sabbath principle of dependence upon our God. And the happiest person alive is a person who lives in dependence upon God. How many of you will say, Father, help me to live by the Sabbath principle of dependence upon You 7 days a week? Can I see your right hand? Stand with me, let me pray. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Loving Father in heaven, thank You from the bottom of my heart for this moment I had with Your sons and daughters, young and old. I ask in the name of Jesus, Father, take my weak words and apply them to every listening heart. And while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I ask one more time, as I did this morning, is there someone who's not yet made a commitment for baptism who'd like to do that now? You've not yet made it, raise your right hand. You've not yet made it, you want to make it tonight. You were struggling this morning, but you want to give up the struggle this afternoon and make the commitment to be baptized, which is an act of holiness. Can I see your right hand? Anyone who wants to make that decision tonight? Is that a hand, my sister? Is that a hand? No. Okay. Anyone wants to make that decision? Just raise your right hand. You did not make it this morning. You want to make it now. I won't delay you as long as I did this morning, but I wanted to give you that opportunity now. I'll give you 30 seconds, and I mean 30 seconds. God bless you. We need His name. Who's the name taker? My brother, what's your name? John. What's your last name, John? John who?
Dale.
Spell Dale. D-A-L-E. Brother John Dale has made a commitment to be baptized. He did not make it this morning. Whoever's recording names, record that name, please. Someone else, 15 seconds. You did not make it this morning. You're making it now. You can only fight God so long until you realize you're wasting time and you're losing blessings. Anyone else? Will John join? Join John. And make that. Sister, what's your name? Say it again. Anita what? Anita who? Spell it. Anita Pusick, John Dale. Please write down Anita Pusick, having made that decision this afternoon. Praise God for John. Praise God for Anita. One more person. You did not make it this morning. You were frightened. You were scared. And God understands. You're making it now. Just raise your right hand. We'll get your name. We have John Dale, Anita Pusick. Anyone else? Father in heaven, bless John, bless Anita. Remember those who made commitments earlier today. Keep them firm and fast. Let them be unbreakable. Let Satan understand he's wasting time trying to change their minds. And for those still resisting, work on their hearts, I pray. Thank You for this time with Your people. Bless us tonight, I ask in Jesus' name. Let all God's people say, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a good night. Has the sun set yet?
No.
All right, I'll just say that and leave it up to you.